This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's a Thursday. Good morning. Hope you're doing well. Gang's here, ready to go. Operator Tyler standing by for phone calls, emails, tweets. Seton, Paulie, Fritzy, McLovin. Oh, no, that's right. McLovin's not here any longer.
Whoa, I know. Dude, what was that?
That habit?
What was that, dude?
So it's Seton and Paulie and Fritzy and Marvin. McMarvin.
McMarvin. You going to stand for that, dude?
Go ahead.
You going to sit for that?
Man, what happened?
I don't know. You're so valuable now. You're the most valuable Danette right now, here in late July, halfway through the season.
Mid-season MVP.
Me?
Yes.
I'm Amari Stoudemire. Amari Stoudemire was like, he was like mid-season MVP 1 year.
Oh.
25 games in.
Okay.
I was like, yeah.
You're mid-season MVP.
What? Thank you.
Most valuable Danette. Yes, Seton.
I've probably copied McLovin on 150 emails that I didn't mean to. Because over the years, I get into the habit, like, yes. I just type it out the same way. I add you, I add Paul, I add Todd, I add Andrew. And then it was Marvin, but almost a million times I'll look, I'll be like, Andrew. Oh, no, wait, hold up.
No, delete that. No. McLovin's not in the picture any longer. We wish him well. Hope he's doing well. But Marvin has been, so far, the most valuable Danette. Halfway point, though. We've seen Todd win the most valuable Danette and be the least valuable Danette in the same season.
Very difficult to do.
It is, but you did it.
Somehow I pulled that off.
Yes, Paulie.
Is there a sports equivalent to that where you were both fantastic and awful in the same year? Can you do that? It'd be like being named NFL Coach of the Year and then being fired?
The following year.
Yeah.
Rarely do places, any place of employment, let alone sports, do worst employee of the year.
Right.
That's something unique just to us.
No, least valuable, okay. Danette.
Very rarely do people, it's usually just shown in other ways. It's not usually verbalized.
Do you think Apple or Google, like, they have the least valuable employee there? And the award goes to?
Seems like it'd be frowned upon in today's culture.
Yeah, it would be.
Yes.
Not here.
No. It's embraced in this culture. All right. Stat of the day is brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. If you're watching on Peacock, thank you. If you haven't downloaded the app, please do so you can watch this program. Also, I ran into somebody who said they held off getting Peacock for the longest time because they didn't want to see what we look like. And then I go, and what'd you think? And she said, I probably should have held off a little bit longer.
Oh.
And I went, okay. Do we sound sexy? Do we sound interesting, entertaining?
Tell Margot Robbie to come in here and say
that.
And
she said, yes, you do. But sometimes you have this vision in your mind, and then when you see what you guys actually look like, I go, but you knew what I look like. She goes, yes. I said, do you want to name names? And she goes, no. I'm just saying, collectively, you guys didn't look like I thought you would look. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, well, collectively, You don't look like you
look. Well, boom. You got, yeah. Take that.
Yeah, why don't you look better?
You take better. That. Yeah.
Whatever you do.
Who are you to say we don't look
collectively
good?
You look like crap. There, I said it.
Yeah.
You'd be better looking.
Yeah. Well, I usually get, you're taller than I thought. Well, because I spent my entire life sitting down when I do my job. Therefore, you don't see me standing up. But if they meet me in person, like, oh, you're taller than I thought. Yeah. And everybody at SportsCenter, if it was Carl Ravage, who is whatever, 5'9 or 5'10, and he was next to me, we would be the same height. Or if I was with Linda Cohn, we'd be the same height. That's the magic of TV. You had to adjust your chair accordingly. Okay. Poll question.
Good to know you're still hot as ever, though, Dan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they didn't say that. No, she didn't say that. She just said, you guys. Although, didn't you say when I said, you know what? The Irish, we got kind of cheated on looks.
Yeah.
And then you said what?
Speak for yourself.
I know. See, no, we were on the basketball floor.
I'm hot.
And I said, you know, yes, he did say that. I said, you know, we're going to Dublin. Man, why did we get cheated on looks? You know, the Irish.
The Irish are beautiful people.
And Seton goes, speak for yourself. I'm hot. I said, yes, you are. Yes, yeah, Marvin.
I'm a damn good looking fella.
Yeah. Seton's the only person on this staff. Seton's the only person on this staff at somebody's hall pass. Remember a woman called in husband called in? And he was like, oh, you know, seeing my wife's hall pass.
Wow.
I don't remember that.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, take that, peacock lady.
Yeah, woman who won't download the app. Yeah. Yes, Paul.
What do you think is the conventional wisdom, the best looking country in the world where you're like, ooh, I want to go there. There's a lot of hot people. Is there a country that people like, I don't know.
Brazil.
Brazil.
Yeah, I've been there.
Brazil would jump up there.
Yeah.
Italy's got to be up there.
Italy, yeah. Spain.
Yeah, Spain's a good one. Yeah.
Iceland?
I haven't been to Iceland. I would think maybe Sweden? Netherlands? Netherlands?
Yeah. Hottest country.
Hottest country.
Something real, just like exotic or something about Brazil.
Yeah. You know, it was weird when I was on the beach. So I'm doing the Olympics over there, and one of our setups was on the beach. And when you're not on TV, you're just taking in the sights. And
yeah, what's up?
Wow. Wow. There are a couple of times where you go, is that a bathing suit? I don't think there's enough cloth there to be a bathing suit. And it was on a guy. I'm just kidding. Yes, Marvin.
I was going to say, those are just stay-at-home moms.
They were very beautiful people there. I'm just going to say that. Okay, we're off to a rousing start.
Start. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hey, whoa. A rousing start.
Man, I was just in Italy when we were on vacation, and we spent a day at a beach near Cinque Terre, like it's a little south of there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a woman there who... Yeah, you know, was probably in her upper 70s, maybe 80s, mm-hmm. even, and she was enjoying the beach,
mm-hmm.
And her top was off,
mm-hmm.
and it was just a very interesting experience to see how free people could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a little too free.
No, yeah. No. I mean, hey, look, she was beautiful. She was a gorgeous woman.
Usually, the people who have
it is interesting though to be there, like on a it wasn't a nude beach or anything like that. But then your 13-year-old son is like. Whoa. Whoa. <Yeah. laughs>
That wasn't on the rundown of what we were doing today.
Why don't we just stay here for the rest of the day? This is pretty fun. I'm not hungry. We'll just stay here.
My son was probably around your son's age now when we were in south of France in Nice and on the beaches. And the waves are crashing in, and so he's backing out in the water. And the next thing, and I said to my wife, I said, watch this. There was a woman who was topless in the water. So as he's backing out, trying to fight off the waves, he turns to his right, and right there he's got headlights right in his face. And then he came in, he goes, it wasn't my fault. And we were like, no, we get it. You know, that's what they do over here. They're a lot freer than we are.
Yeah.
They're less uptight about it.
Yeah, they're not as uptight. Exactly.
All righty.
Just enjoy ourselves.
Yeah. Let's do it now.
Topless?
Skin.
Yeah, just take our clothes off.
It's radio.
Yeah. Well, no, it's TV, too.
Oh.
No. Seaton's going to do it. Seaton will do it. The all-new Ironwood Grill segue, loaded with enhanced features, the Flat Rock Flat Top Grill, all the great things that Traeger grills provide, making wood-fired flavor and cooking easy to enjoy. Start shopping for grilling essentials at Traeger.com. Meet Friday coming up tomorrow. All right, we'll have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. Phone calls are always welcome. Aaron Rodgers reworks his contract for the Jets. We'll discuss that. Jim Irsay, who can't stop talking, jabs running backs while his running back is probably up for a contract next year in Jonathan Taylor. USA Netherlands, it's a 1-1 draw. The Angels make it official. They pull Ohtani off the trade market, which means he was on the market. This just feels like wishful reporting, that we were looking for something, because there's usually nothing in July. And you're like, oh, what do we have here? We got that Northwestern hazing thing. Yeah, we've already talked about that. We got players showing up to camp. Yeah, we talked. Hey, Ohtani could get traded. Okay. Let's go all in on this. And once again, as I brought up yesterday, I said, I wouldn't be surprised if the Angels are buying, not trading, selling at the trade deadline. And they brought in a couple of pitchers. They want to win now. And if you trade Ohtani away, although I would have traded Ohtani, because here's my thought process with this. Artie Moreno doesn't want to be known as the owner who, traded away Shohei Ohtani. I don't think you want to be known as the owner who didn't get anything for Shohei Ohtani when he goes to free agency. And it seems like he's going to free agency. If he's not committing to you right now to say, whatever it takes in the offseason, I want to stay, but I do want to go to free agency. This is where I want to stay. If you say that to me and I'm Artie Moreno, I'll take you at your word, and then I'll let you go to market, and then we'll pay for you. But if you're not going to commit to me, I don't want you to walk at the end of the year when the Dodgers go, what's the price tag? Yeah, we'll pay it. Or the Yankees, or the San Francisco Giants, or Seattle Mariners, or Orioles, or whoever. Now all of a sudden you got four or five different teams. And plus, Ohtani would be going to a team that doesn't have to give up any of its draft picks or any of its players, any minor leaguers. You don't have to deplete the farm system. If I'm Ohtani, you want to make sure you're going to a team where you don't lessen their, the strength that you're going to have. You want to look at this long term, not just 1 year. You don't want to take away assets, valuable assets that can help you be sustainable for years to come. But if you said, oh, I don't want to be known as the owner, Harry Frazee, who traded away Babe Ruth. Well, it wasn't like free agency was happening that Babe was going to leave there at the end. They sold Babe Ruth to the Yankees. But this is not, the 1920s. I want to make sure I get something for Shohei Ohtani. I hope he stays. If he doesn't stay and he walks, then we don't get anything. Or you get some draft pick. But yeah, it's a little bit confusing, but he is off the market, which means apparently he was on the market, which I don't know if that was true or not. But it certainly felt like we wanted him to be on the market. All right, Seaton, what do you have poll question-wise?
Got a couple options here, Dan. This one's from Paulie. Who's having the worst month? NFL running backs or the Pac-12?
Ooh.
Or others?
Okay.
NFL running backs seem to be having a particularly bad month.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I don't know what. Now Colorado wants to leave the Pac-12.
That's not great.
Right? They are leaving.
Isn't going that to funny how that 12? Changed? All of a sudden, we're like, oh, crap. Colorado's leaving the Pac-12. What are we going to do?
I know. And before Deion got there, no one would care. They'd be like, oh, they're leaving? Oh, we didn't even know they were in the Pac-12.
Still playing football?
Yeah. Oh. And now that you have Deion there, it's like, oh, damn, we're going to lose Colorado. Yeah, Paul.
By the way, if you miss the Pac-10, you may be getting it back soon. That's
Pac,
the direction.
Pac-8.
Yeah, Pac-8.
Pac-8.
LOL.
No offense.
Yeah.
No offense.
All right. We'll run through all of the possible poll questions we could have on this Thursday. Ooh, I got an update on the Jets. Mm-hmm. And it's not Aaron Rodgers. But if you're a Jets fan, I think it's good news. I'll have that for you when we return, Dan Patrick Show. King's Hawaiian Slider Sunday, the next great weekly mealtime ritual, perfect way to enjoy your summer. It all starts with King's Hawaiian. Great slider combinations. You can have the OG, the Hawaiian sweet rolls, the pre-sliced slider buns, or perfectly sweet and salty pretzel slider buns. And a little recipe inspiration if you'd like. How about a tutorial, a step-by-step? Go to kingshawaiian.com, and you'll go to the islands with jerk chicken sliders. That means chicken cutlets, jerk seasoning, jerk chicken sauce. And then we add your favorite coleslaw and, of course, a beautiful pineapple ring. All served on King's Hawaiian original sweet slider buns. Can almost taste it. So, however you're enjoying your summer, barbecuing with friends, getting together with family, King's Hawaiian wants you to make every Sunday a slider Sunday. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local store and pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls and enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Any reason for this, Marv?
We were just talking about people being topless on the beach.
Yeah.
In the song, we don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time, which I don't subscribe to.
Okay.
But, you know, thought it would be appropriate.
All right. Well,
cover songs tomorrow, by the way.
Cover songs. Okay. So that could be a cover song by our favorite band, somebody else's song, or vice versa.
Yeah, just a cover song you love.
Okay. All right, we'll get to phone calls. This in from Tom Pelissero, four-time Pro Bowl playmaker Dalvin Cook, flying today to New York for a visit with the Jets this weekend. He averages 107 yards per game in his career. I don't know if he has a relationship with Aaron Rodgers, if that even matters, from the NFC North days, but now they could be teamed up here. I wondered about Dalvin Cook with the Jets and also with the Cowboys, but Dalvin Cook, I don't know what he's going to cost you, but they have money now because Aaron Rodgers reportedly is giving money back to the Jets. He went from $110 million to $75 million. Is it deferred, or he just said, you know what, you can have it back? Did they give it to him already for him to give it back? Yeah, Paulie.
When he joined the Jets, he had, because of the trade with the Packers, he had a two-year, $110 million guaranteed deal in place.
Okay.
He did not have to do this. And according to the language I see, he just took a $35 million pay cut with nothing, at least contractually, at the back end. There's no deferring of money. There's no pay me later. There might be a handshake deal for a third year, but there's nothing that says anything. But this is pretty unprecedented in sports. Guy just giving back $35 million.
Yeah, we talked about Brady all the time, that he was pretty strategic with how much money he was being paid and what it would do to the salary cap. And you're shifting that money. This doesn't sound like you're shifting it. You're basically saying, pay me $75 million. Now, granted, that's a lot of money. We understand that. But 110 is a whole lot more money than 75. Yes.
I love that this dude can give back $35 million, and running backs are like, can I just get
here's seven. Saquon Barkley trying to get $35 million total, and he's going, you know what? I'll give you $35 million back.
He gave back what Derrick Henry has made almost in his entire career.
Oh, yeah. I know.
He gave it back.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I got so much money here. I'm going to give it back.
I'll give it back. Why don't you guys go pick up a handful of running backs with that money?
But don't you think this is Rodgers saying, I'm going to prove everybody wrong. I'm going to prove all the doubters. I'm going to prove the Packers wrong. They wanted to move on from me. All right, I'm going to prove this to you. This is where your ego plays a role in this. But in a good way, if you're a Jets fan, you're like, hell yeah. He's willing to give money back so we can spend that in other places. So we're not top heavy. And sometimes you'll get these teams that are built that way, that they're top heavy. And, you know, after a while, you realize you can't afford those players who might be, you know, secondary type players, not stars. Yeah, Seton.
That's why you give back 35 now. You get a ring this year or next year. And then, I don't know, do I want to come back for a 30? Okay, give me 60 and I'll come back.
It makes sense to me that he would do that. Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
You win a championship. If he wins another Super Bowl, now all of a sudden that puts him in a different category. Because right now, a lot of people talk about him being the most talented quarterback ever. Not the best quarterback, but the most talented. Well, the most talented has one Super Bowl. One Super Bowl appearance. And I think when you're looking at legacy now, which is what this is, you get the second one, and if you're going to be viewed differently with the second one than Peyton was when he won his second. So now all of a sudden you're moving ahead of people. That means you're going to have Brady, Montana, Elway's in there. You're going to have Mahomes in there. But now you leapfrog. You're going to be viewed differently, I think, you know, when history will be kind on you if you do that. And you do it in New York, because that's almost 1.5 Super Bowls, maybe 2. Yeah, Paul.
It's like Eli Manning has 2 Super Bowls. Ben Roethlisberger has 2 Super Bowls, but their regular season stats are nowhere near Aaron Rodgers. He would, like you said, he would leapfrog instantaneously to a top 6 category, probably. Would that be fair?
He might be top 5,
yeah.
I guess. You know, I love lists. I love ranking players. Oh. But he'd already be, he's already considered better than Eli, even though Eli's got 2. He's better than, he'll be recognized as better than Peyton, or a better career, because if he ends up with 2. You know, I mean, Peyton was along for the ride for the second one. But, yeah, that's a big deal, winning a championship. Now, this stage of your career, and to be able to do it with a different team, and you do it in New York. Whew. Big difference there. But, I, you know, we'll talk to Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, about this. Is this one of those wink, wink, give us money back, wink, wink, and then we'll take care of you on the back end? It didn't feel that way. It felt like he was saying, I want to win, here you go. But I don't know if you can do this without saying, can I be involved in the $35 million I'm getting? It's my money, you know? Can I have a say in this? Like, I'm truly giving you money back. I'd like to at least know what's going on. Put it this way. Promise me you won't draft a quarterback in the first round while I'm drinking tequila. Can you draft a wide receiver maybe in the first round and not a quarterback? 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. The other poll questions we're considering, Todd Fritz has a couple of those. Todd, would you like to give us your passive-aggressive thoughts?
Why not? Do you believe Shohei Ohtani is off the market and stays in Anaheim until season's end? Yes, indeed I do, or nope?
Yeah, I do. I've thought that all along, that I get it. But if I'm the Angels, I would trade him. The question is, what do you get in return? Because that team is going to go, well, if he's not going to agree to, you know, sign here, then you're not going to get as much. But if you're going to say, all right, we're going to send him to the Dodgers, well, you're going to ask more. Well, I would never trade him to the Dodgers. I don't want him in my backyard. No. It's, once again, you lose a girl and then she stays in the neighborhood and you see her all the time with her new boyfriend. That's not good. I'd rather know that they are living happily ever after somewhere in Portland. Yes, Paul.
It would be like that movie Forgetting Sarah Marshall, where Jason Segel's character goes on vacation to where his girlfriend and what's his name? Aldous Snow. Who's that actor?
Brand. Oh. What is his last name? Brand?
Oh, yeah.
Russell Brand.
They're vacationing, and he gets the cabana right next door.
Yeah.
That'd be the Ohtani.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to have Ohtani in the cabana next door to you. What else do you have, Toddler?
What's your concern level for Team USA after tying the pesky Netherlands squad? Mm-hmm. Very slightly, not at all.
I would be concerned, sure. I don't think it's going to be the cakewalk that it once was. It's like, you know, when we had the dream team in basketball, and you were taking on these other countries that didn't really have a developed program, and we were dominating. And then all of a sudden, you kind of birthed all these nations that they wanted to play basketball. They wanted a dream team. They wanted to be able to face these NBA players. They wanted to start young. They had academies there. And then all of a sudden, you're like, oh, man, Spain is stacked. Or, you know, Germany is really good. Or Australia is good. Then all of a sudden, you know, things change. By the way, on this date, 1992, the dream team beat Croatia 103-70 in the first round of the Olympics. Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, they were guarding Tony Kukoc in that game. Kukoc had 4 points, 2-for-11 shooting, 7 turnovers. Remember, that was the big deal with Jerry Krause, the GM of the Bulls, and they were getting Tony Kukoc, and he was supposed to be the best player in Europe, which he turned out to be a very, very good player. But Jordan and Pippen are like, all right, we'll show you, Jerry, how good this guy is. Jordan did that too with Dan Majerle, because Jerry Krause loved Dan Majerle, and whenever Jordan would play against Majerle, not that he went out of his way to embarrass him, but he did go out of his way, it felt like, to put up a few more points just to say, oh, that's the guy you really loved? And Marley was a very good player. Yes, Marv.
Pippen said, oh, another guy getting paid more than me.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, fast forward to it's Scotty and Tony and no Michael. And Scotty sits down because he's not going to get the last shot. And then Kukoc made that shot, which people forget. He made it. That's a really bad day for Scotty. You don't get, they don't draw up the play for you like they would have Michael. And Tony's going to get it. And then Tony made the shot. What else do you have, Toddler?
One other thought. Aaron Rodgers voluntarily taking a big pay cut from the Jets is heroic and generous. Not a big deal. He's got plenty of money already. Whatever, just get the vaccine. What does that got to do with it? Why do we got to get all political?
What are you
doing? That has nothing to do with anything.
What are you doing?
That's got nothing to do with
it. It doesn't.
Heroic and generous or not a big deal. He's got plenty of money already.
Yeah, you came in and you're like, oh, he's going to get paid. It's not a big deal. I said, no, he's giving. Until Florio tells me otherwise, this is basically they're saying, here's a new contract. I'm signing a new contract. I'm giving you $35 million back. Now, he's not truly giving 35 back. He just won't get paid that 35. Because they haven't paid him $110 million. But still, he's given that money back. He's generous. Now, is that a tax write-off?
No, I don't think so because it's a new contract. It's not like he gave it to someone. He'd have to try to sell that one.
I don't know.
Is it a charitable donation?
Is it a charity? These are the Jets.
The Jets, yeah.
I mean, that's a charitable deduction,
fair
I would
point.
Think. Yeah. Yes, Todd?
Do the Jets have to report it if all said and done, however many years he plays with the Jets, and give him the balance of that money he generously gave back? Can they just write him a check for that $35 million or whatever, and no one needs to know when he's out the door?
Why is it always something nefarious with you?
I'm just curious. Is that something that has to be reported to the league? Yeah. Or they're like, you know, you're doing this for us, and at the end, we'll make sure you get that
money. Well, there's going to be bookkeeping. You know, there's going to be a paper trail to this. I don't know if you can say, hey, as a parting gift, instead of giving you a rocker or retiring your jersey, we're going to give you $35 million.
Do we believe at face value he's just saying, you know, keep the 35? What player does
do
that?
Do you not believe?
I don't.
Yeah.
I believe that he's going to get most, if not all, of that somehow back on the back end, and he's just helping them.
I think he's giving that back. I don't know if it's back end, wink, wink type thing.
What does he owe the Jets who he has no relationship with until recently to give them
win.
$35 million?
He wants to.
Everybody wins. He'll do that now, and they'll get the players maybe that they want that could put
do
him over the top.
Do you come in with a black cloud over your head?
I just
like
find
you're so negative.
It's extremely hard to believe that any player, especially someone of his stature, is going to say, yeah, the team that I have no previous relationship with, you know, I owe it to them. It's not Tom Brady with the Patriots or something like that. $35 million, he's going to hand them back. This new team that he's with, who knows how
yes,
it's going to go?
I guess, Fritzy, what I'm asking, yeah, I don't think that they could promise him money. There's no way they could just write him a check in 2 years. That would be circumventing the salary cap, and that'd be a huge violation. If you're saying that there's a promise of a third year, like a one-year contract down the road, like Seton referenced, that, hey, if all goes well, we're going to give you 60 for 1 year down the road as a promissory, that still doesn't take away that this was a fully guaranteed contract. Rodgers could have just sat there and taking $110 million. I think, Fritzy, I was wondering, do you dislike Aaron Rodgers so much that you don't believe the story?
I don't dislike Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
I don't like the way he handled the whole I'm immunized thing. But that being said, I don't know how all the numbers work. I'll leave that to lawyers and people that general
managers.
If this
was a quarterback that you liked,
yeah,
would you have a different opinion of?
I would still be very curious and find it hard to believe whether
if Russell Wilson did this.
Yeah, especially
soon
with
as he got
last
to Denver.
Went.
No. As soon as he got to Denver, if he said, "Hey, I'm going to give back $35 million because I want you to go out and be able to get some free agents,"
I would initially probably say, "Hey, wow, that's really cool of you to do that." But then, upon further review,
I would like
to think that I would say, "Come on, you're not getting that money back somehow down the road."
Dan, you remember? I think it's fair to say Michael Jordan did this in the second half of his career. After Michael Jordan won his first title and was the greatest athlete on earth, he made $4 million a year. He only bumped up to $30 million a year his last 2 years in Chicago. And because of the Larry Bird rule, that $30 million did not count against the salary cap. There was a point in his career where he was the second or third highest paid player on the Bulls and never the highest paid player in the NBA. And that was, and you've said this before because you covered it, Michael did that. So, hey, a couple bucks here and there to keep a guy or add a guy.
All I know is if Jordan didn't do that, and he ended up with four titles, not six, he wouldn't be viewed as the greatest player of all time. He's got six, and nobody can argue. He's 6-0, and he was making money from Nike. Therefore, you know, I can still get a really good roster. We can afford players, and they did it. And they also took Michael out of the equation because Michael famously wanted to be involved in this, and he wasn't, as we know, a good coach or GM. But when you win, like that adds a monetary value to your legacy, to your brand, to endorsements. Like that guy right there, he's a winner. And, you know, Michael, to have six titles, whatever he gave up, he got it back tenfold, 20-fold, 100-fold. Yes, Marvin.
Does Jerry Krause get the respect as a great GM?
No.
Because in the Jordan rules, Michael Jordan was, you know, mentioning or suggesting players, yeah, and looking back on it, like, ugh, that wouldn't have been good.
Michael has no business criticizing what players they brought in to Chicago. None. He wanted Walter Davis when Walter Davis was broken down, but he was a North Carolina Tar Heel. And he's like, yeah, we want Walter Davis. Like, no, you don't. No. Yes, Doug.
I do respect that it's the ultimate betting on yourself. When you're talking about that kind of money, whether it's Jordan or Aaron Rodgers, because there's no guarantee four titles, six titles, or what's going to turn out with the Jets over the next couple of years. So he could be giving – there's nothing in the writing like, I'm going to give you $35 million, but you make sure you get the players and we make sure we're going to win a Super Bowl or anything like that. He's giving $35 million up for the prospect of maybe the Jets having a very successful season in a year or two.
You just you can't believe that something could – like at face value, you can't believe it, right?
It's $35 million. I think we're underestimating that amount of money to just say, yeah, you keep it. We'll give me a couple of players.
I kind of agree with Todd that we do tend to underestimate just how much money – like even with the Saquon Barkley thing, it's like you did all that for $900,000. Like $900,000 is – would be like a life-changing sum of money for me right now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's that $35 million is nothing to sneeze at. That's a huge chunk of money. That being said, he has already made $305 million. So, you know, him giving back that 35 isn't really the same as, say, me giving up $35 million.
Yeah, but how many...
I think that he's okay giving up that $35 million because, right, I think that right now winning is more important to him than that $35 million. Another Super Bowl ring means way more and is worth way more to him than $35 million.
But we're not treating this, at least what I'm hearing from Todd, that this is something that's really great, that he's admirable, maybe the word.
I just question whether he's not going to get that money back.
Yeah, he has all this money. Okay. He's still giving back $35 million to try to better the team. Isn't that admirable?
I think so.
I just don't accept that on face value that that's all that's happening. We don't know anything behind closed doors of how the money's being. You've said it all the time. What wealthy person in the world ever says, I'm good. I don't need another dollar. I'm happy with
what. But he might be investing that $35 million to make even more money by winning a Super Bowl.
And that much I respect, because there's no guarantee that this is going to go well with the Jets.
No, of course
it's
not.
And giving up $35 million for the possibility of being the big Joe Namath hero.
What are we arguing now?
We're arguing that $35 million is a lot of money, and I don't accept that he's just giving the Jets $35 million discount.
Okay. Todd is essentially saying that somewhere throughout this process, there's going to be a briefcase sneakily given to Aaron Rodgers containing $35 million.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what Todd is.
All right. I just wanted to understand, because after a while, I forget what we're
maybe not
arguing.
One lump sum, but they'll get it to him.
All right. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes, Marv.
The Brooklyn buzzkill strikes again.
Wow.
Man. The Brooklyn buzzkill. Yeah.
I do understand what Todd's saying, though. If there is some type of agreement that there's another year option and we're all going to do it, no, but there's no contract where the Jets have to do it. This is very clear.
He doesn't have to do this.
And the Jets don't have, the Jets can.
Yeah, look, maybe I'm trying to see the positive too. I think it's admirable. How many guys have done this? How many guys do this?
You could see, like, when Brady joined Tampa Bay, he was making 20.
But he got all of his money. He didn't give back.
No, but
it was all deferred.
Brady's contract when he joined Tampa was 2 years, $50 million. He was not a top five paid quarterback. It was lightly team friendly, and it made them, they were able to sign Gronk. Little things like that. So Brady did it to a certain level. He did not take a pay cut after signing a contract, though.
Yeah, $35 million. I don't know. I thought it was kind of a... It feels like if you don't like Aaron Rodgers, then it doesn't matter what he does. We're going to find a loophole there where we go, yeah, but I'm going to take it at face value. I find it admirable. Yes, Marvin.
But also, let's relax. He's not going to the soup kitchen.
Oh, yeah, I got it. We know that.
Well, there does tend to be a little bit of a lack of, like when you can afford to give back $35 million just out of a vanity play.
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of the hero worship out of it, gotta admit, you know.
Well, it's like The Rock. I think he donated $1 million to the writer's strike. And I don't know if people went, oh, he's got a ton of money. That's not a bit. Only $1 million? Or you go, is anybody else doing that? I found it extremely admirable that he was willing to do that to help these writers.
Yeah.
Yes, Todd.
Can Aaron Rodgers say, if you're going to really worry about how everyone thinks of you and how wonderful you are doing this, can you take a portion of that $35 million and put it to the following charities?
Why don't
I'm not getting it.
Oh, my God.
It just goes back to the Jets. They need every dollar of that $35
Todd,
million to find the best players.
What is wrong with you today?
They need all $35 million to find the perfect lineup to get the
this
Super Bowl
isn't
title.
About giving it to charity. You give it back to the team to invest in players. There's a salary cap here.
And use most of that $35 million to find those guys that are going to get you to the Super Bowl, and a portion of that goes to charitable causes in the tri-state area. That's what I think. Then you're really, wow, not only is he giving back $35 million, he specifically told the Jets, this portion I'd like to go to charity. And then you're my hero.
The Boys and Girls Club of Greenwich.
Yeah. Let's take a break. Play of the Day is up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Oh my God!
The play, the play, the play of the day.
Runner left side, got it.
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
The 1-1 pitch, swing and a high drive, deep left field, sailing way out of here onto the glass. Adolis Garcia, touch them all. Grand slam for Adolis.
Garcia's grand slam, part of a 7-run fifth inning for the Rangers. Texas has 21 innings this season in which they've scored 5 or more runs, most in baseball. That's courtesy of the Rangers Radio Network. And your play of the day is brought to you by Keeper's Heart, the new unique style of whiskey that combines the best of Irish and American whiskey, creating a smooth character of Irish whiskey and the bold flavors of American whiskeys. If you're a whiskey fan, try it. Drink responsibly. You can always tell when you have a discussion and you go to the commercial break, and then during the commercial break, we're still having that discussion about Aaron Rodgers. I just said to Todd, just admit you don't like Aaron Rodgers first. And it's okay if you say you don't like him, but I don't know if you can use other things that he's done, not done, or said, you know, in this situation here with what he's doing.
I'd like to know more about, we were talking about the deferred versus just giving the money back. Hopefully Mike Florio can clear it up, and I could be all wrong. I don't know that it has nothing to do with being deferred. He's just wants the team to be good.
You have a strong opinion about Aaron Rodgers. You don't like
I feel
like
that he's
going to
get that money back down the road. I didn't like how he handled the immunization thing. Okay. But I think he's a great quarterback, and up until that point, I was a big fan of his. I just didn't like how he handled that moment.
All right. What's the poll question we're going to go with?
We put up there, although I want to change it now to maybe add Todd to it. Who's having the worst month? NFL running backs, the Pac-12, or Todd?
Yeah, fair enough. Valid option.
Yeah, Paulie.
I tend to disagree. Oh. While I completely disagree with Todd's take on this, I like that he's adamant about it. I like that he sticks to a point, you know, because he has certain beliefs that Todd, you know, angles on people that are way different than us, and he sometimes looks to the negative, which is sometimes good for us.
Yeah.
It's a good topic.
You do skew negative, though. You do.
And I consider myself generally a happy, positive person. But when it comes to the poll questions or certain topics, all of a sudden I get all angry. And I don't know why that is.
I love the poll questions because that third option or the last option is always Todd's little
Todd's
dig.
Todd's true opinion.
And it's just sometimes they're so wacky.
Yes. That is your true opinion, the third one.
Option 3. You know he's getting all that money back when he's done playing for the Jets. That's the third option.
All righty. let's see. John in Tampa. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. I have a hypothetical question for you. First time caller for me. Exciting. I was wondering, as you count down the next 4.5 years, at the end of that time, what will Todd Fritz's telephone with all that contact information be worth?
Well, I don't know what Todd's going to do in 4.5 years.
I'm a little too young to retire at. I'll be 58, I guess, at that point.
But where are you going?
On a hammock with some potato chips and a Mountain Dew.
But you're not retiring.
No, I'm teasing. I don't know. I have no idea. Oh, okay. I haven't pursued anything. I haven't looked that far down the road. I'm with the Dan Patrick Show, and I'm glad we're going to be doing it for another 4.5 years. I honestly haven't given a thought to my post-Danette career, what that would look like. Hopefully something exciting before I call it a career, but I don't know what that would be.
Okay. Ryan in North Carolina. Hi, Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
How are we doing, Dan?
Great.
So I'm just wondering today if all the hate from Todd is about Aaron Rodgers is because he is not in the Denver Broncos.
Well, he was supposed to go there.
Interesting question. Yeah. Wow, that's putting me on the spot right there.
Remember, draft night, thought there was going to be a trade.
I was excited about that.
Yeah, we had former Broncos who were talking about Aaron Rodgers, Shefty talking about it. maybe going to Denver.
I was shopping for Rodgers 12 Bronco jerseys.
Yeah. Rodgers was your quarterback. Would you have a problem him giving Denver $75 million? Maybe not.
Yeah. Right. The whole can of worms there if Aaron Rodgers is wearing the orange and blue.
Yeah, but the Waltons got it. They're just going to give it back to him anyway. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve. That's exactly
They got deep pockets.
Yeah, they do.
It's really not even a drop in the bucket.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. I got early Academy Award odds, best picture, AL MVP odds. If the season, if Shohei Ohtani didn't play the rest of the season, he'd be your MVP. This, according to DraftKings, huge, huge favorite to win the AL MVP. Corey Seager, second best odds, and then Kyle Tucker. It's Ohtani's to lose. I don't think he can. Even if he was traded to the National League, he'd still be the American League MVP. Also, odds to lead the NFL in sacks this year with Nick Bosa holding out. I've got those odds, too. Mike Florio will try to clear up the Aaron Rodgers contract situation, and is Dalvin Cook headed to the Jets? Hour two coming up. 1 more item as we close out hour one. It's never been done before in the history of the world. The Irish and American whiskeys combined. The world's first. It's called Keeper's Heart, and it's great. Award-winning. Keeper's Heart is truly a new and unique style of whiskey that brings together the best of Irish and American whiskeys. Made by one of the best distillers in the world. His name's Brian Nation, and he's largely responsible for a lot of the famous whiskey companies that you have become familiar with in Ireland. He left Ireland. He's over here in the United States, making Keeper's Heart, akin to an athlete at the top of his game, leaving a world championship team to join an upstart underdog, or maybe a broadcaster who left ESPN and set out on his own. Keeper's Heart has been winning award after award, most recently the world's best Irish whiskey by the Tasting Alliance with their 10-year single malt. Try it. Keeper's Heart Whiskey. Ask for it, and please drink responsibly.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.